Good morning, audio booers. It's a rather an exciting morning for me today, and I'm really thrilled that the weather is really lovely at the moment. I say lovely, it is winter in England and it is freezing cold, but it's really clear sky here and lovely sunshine coming in low through the windows, casting their beautiful light over the stone floor. Anyway, you don't need to know about that because, in fact, the stone floor is littered with bits of chewed wood and paper from our delightful new puppy, Joey, who is currently asleep, which is why I'm able to do a boo at the moment. That is not why I'm doing this audio boo. I'm doing this audio boo because today is also the launch of my new book. Now, I published a book last year through a wonderful organisation called Unbound. The book is called News from Gardena. It's done very well. It's had an amazing response from the readers. I'm really thrilled about it. It's completely operated under the radar of the literary establishment. It's never had a review printed in a newspaper or anything like that. And it obviously doesn't matter that much because we have sold a lot of copies. Every time I do a public talk, I usually have some books with me and people buy them and they love them and they're very kind and they're very nice about it. The only criticism, really, the book has received is the ending. The ending is a little bit of a cliffhanger. But that was because there was a sequel in the works. I've always wanted to write a trilogy. And I have now started on part two of the trilogy. It's called News from the Squares. And it features the same central character, a slightly nerdy engineer called Gavin Mechler, who, through a quirk in the fabric of space-time, travels 200 years into the future. In what is now known as the United Kingdom, Great Britain, England, whatever you want to call it, he travels through to the future, and in the first book, he arrives in a place called Gardena, which geographically is in exactly the same location. It's just rather different. Obviously, 200 years makes a big difference. If you think of what the world was like 200 years ago in 1813, it was very, very different to how it is today. And imagine what will happen in the next 200 years. And in a lot of ways, News from Gardena was an exercise to try and envisage a world in 200 years that was actually better than the one we live in now. It was the absolute antithesis of the dystopian novel where the world is crushed by zombies and overrun by aliens, or the machines take over and use our bodies as forms of energy, all that stuff. It's the opposite of that. It's where the world is a better place, where people no longer burn anything to make anything else, where there is very highly developed technology, but it's very sustainable. All those arguments are looked at in detail. News from the Squares is very similar in that it is a world 200 years in the future, but it is rather different. It is a very large city called London, which essentially has taken over the entire landmass of what remains of what we now know as the United Kingdom, once we've experienced a 200-foot rise in sea levels, which looks fairly inevitable. So the land that's remaining is very different. There are maps available on the internet. You can go and raise the sea level by 200 feet, and you'll see what happens. One or two rather major areas are no longer there. I shouldn't laugh because it isn't funny. It's a massive challenge and it's going to be very difficult. But it is intriguing to see what remains. Very different shape to the United Kingdom. Very different shape to lots of countries all around the world. How does the society cope with that? How do we maintain a civilized and ordered society that doesn't require wars and endless strife and struggle and famine and boom and bust economies? The central theme of the book is that not because of a revolution or any violent uprising or anything remotely dramatic like that, but by a slow process of change over the next 200 years, women take over the world. Women run the world. Women make up the majority of the population. All the statistics we are currently looking at the moment point in that direction. The population is leveled off. It's still much higher than it is today, but the technology has advanced to enable us to feed all those people. And it's a very, very different world, and it's a fascinating journey to explore that as I'm writing it now. I've so far only written about a third of the book. The book is launched today on Unbound, which you can find at unbound.co.uk. And if you look on there, you'll see News from the Squares with a rather tragic picture of me next to it, probably. There's an explanation on the page about it. And you can't buy the book now. I tell you why not, because I haven't written it. But I'm writing it now, And through the process of that writing, I'm asking for feedback from people who are interested in the book. If you pledge to buy the book, and the pledges start from £10, it's very like Kickstarter or Indiegogo, similar idea, that you pledge for the book now, and you can get your name in the book, you get the hardback, the first edition hardback, which is really posh and really beautiful, with your name in it. There are other levels of pledging. We still haven't finalised all of them yet, but we're very close. There's some really exciting higher levels where we'll do launch parties and special lunches and discussions about the future and about architecture and about the way that society operates and all those sort of things. It's a novel, and it's got some jokes in, and it's got some... I hope it's got some jokes in. There's one or two bits I think are funny. I read a section out to my 16-year-old daughter the other day, and she actually laughed. And honestly, she is the toughest audience, as anyone who's got children knows. Your own children are always your toughest audience. No, they're your second toughest audience. Your most tough audience is your partner. And I haven't read any of this book to my wonderful and extremely talented wife. That just proves what a chicken I am. I'm just too scared. I might read some out to the puppy in a minute. Anyway, news from the squares. It's on Unbound now. If you are at all interested, please go and support it. I'm really excited about it. It's a very different way of publishing. But as we've proved already with news from Gardenia, it's a method of publishing that actually works. News from Gardenia is available in shops. It's on Amazon. It's on Kindle. It's an ebook. It's an audiobook as well. If you Google News from Gardenia audiobook, you'll find that too. It's on this very system. It's on Audioboo. You can't go wrong with Audioboo. Anyway, I don't want to go on too long. That's enough. Boo-boo.